Time now for Dial-A-Doc. Joining us today from FHN, nurse practitioner Tim Rupnow. Good morning, Tim. How are you, sir?
I'm very good.
Thanks for joining us today, and we're going to be talking about Lyme disease, and there's a big upsurge in the number of Lyme disease cases in the U.S. recently. I have a cabin in the woods. They are thick. Can you tell us why Lyme disease, or what Lyme disease is, if you would, Tim?
Lyme disease is a tick-borne illness caused by a bacteria that the tick gets from biting a host that carries the Lyme disease. And then when they bite a human, they transmit that bacteria to them.
Now, Lyme disease, is that just you could get it if you get bit by a tick, or is it probable, or somewhere in between?
It's just something that you could get. Illinois isn't one of the highest states that carries Lyme disease, but Wisconsin is, so we're very close to the area that gets Lyme disease. Not all ticks carry it. Ticks aren't born with it. It's something that they have to acquire by biting another animal that has the Lyme disease, and then if they do, they can pass it on to a human.
And then ticks, so they can drop down from the leaves and trees and, of course, also climb up your sock or your shoe and get to you that way from the ground up, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you can get it from going through long weeds or in forests with brush, or they can fall from a tree, anything that they can be sitting on, and then they can jump or fall onto a human.
So wise idea if you're out walking in tall grass, or if you're in the woods taking the dog for a walk, or just on a nature trail or something, so definitely check yourself and your dog and your mates or your kids, whatever, after that. Now, if you do get bit by a tick, what are some of the symptoms that would show up that people would notice, Tim?
The first symptoms you usually get is kind of like flu-like symptoms. You get muscle aches, your joints hurt, fever. In the area that you get the bite, you can get a bullseye-type rash. Some people get a rash around the rest of their body as well. Feeling very tired, fatigue, a lot of those general symptoms.
All right. Well, what kind of tick-related symptoms should send someone to their healthcare provider?
One of the things would be if they have that bullseye-type rash, if they're having fevers shortly after being out in the woods or noticing a tick on them, those would be things that would need to be come in and be checked for. There's a blood test that can test for if they've been bitten by Lyme disease, and treatment with an appropriate antibiotic is important.
Why can this end up being dangerous?
Lyme disease, if not treated correctly, can lead to a number of conditions. It can cause heart problems. It can cause meningitis. It can have some arthritis, chronic fatigue, and some long-term muscle and joint issues.
How are you supposed to remove a tick from you?
If you have a tick that's bitten on you and is embedded, you want to grasp it with some tweezers as close as you can to the skin, and then just gently but firmly pull up. Avoid any twisting or jerking motions, as that can separate the head or the jaws of the tick from the body. But pulling up gently is the best way to take that tick off.
And the sooner the better, I presume.
Yes, yes.
Tip,
and if you check yourself after you're out in the woods, a lot of times you can find them before they've bitten, and you can remove them before they've bitten you.
Right. Sometimes you can feel them, sometimes not. Is there a certain area of the body that they like to go to, certain places you should check first?
A lot of times they look for the warm areas and inside the hair, the armpits, areas where they can hide a little bit.
Speculation. Is there any speculation as to why there's been such an increase in cases recently?
The CDC is saying that the increase has been due to the warming climate. The ticks just aren't being killed off as much over the winter. They have a 2 to 3 year life cycle, and when it isn't as cold over the winter, they don't get killed as much, and we're having the earlier springs and later falls, so they have a longer season in that they live as well.
Okay. And the more years that goes by, the more they will seem to increase, I'm guessing. Some things that people can do to protect themselves from ticks. What can they do to do that, Tim?
The biggest thing is to make sure that you're wearing proper clothing when you're in an area that the ticks get on you. Making sure you wear long clothes, full shoes, hiking boots, covering up all areas that they can get your body, then using a repellent that's EPA approved to prevent the ticks. Making sure that you shower as soon as you get done working outside and check your body over entirely for the ticks, including helping children that have been out there to look for them. Avoiding walking in the long grass, areas that are underneath trees that the ticks can walk, drop on you, and then trying to make sure and treat your animals that are outside as well.
Which leads to my next question. Dogs known to have ticks, especially a real furry dog, they're hard to find on them. There are a few things people can do to help their pet out. Could you suggest a few?
Getting a approved tick and flea repellent from your veterinarian or from another source would be the first good step to keep those ticks off of your animals. Also, checking them regularly, just like you check yourself, to make sure that they don't have a tick embedded on them. They can carry ticks into the house that may then go off of them and get on you. So even if you haven't been out in an area, if your animals have, you need to be careful of the ticks.
That's an excellent point. I've had, if the dog sleeps with you, it could go from the dog who was out running in the woods and you were not. They jump into bed with you and boom, the tick can go from the dog to the human being. Now, and dogs are probably the same way under their legs and pits. Also, imagine around their ears and those type of places, warmer spots and places where the dog can't get to them, I'm assuming. Do cats get ticks too?
Cats can get ticks. Any animals can get ticks. Dogs seem to be a big carrier just because of where they go, and they pick up ticks easier, seemingly.
Okay. People, if they think they have an issue with a tick and you gave some symptoms as to why, they should give folks a call. How can people make an appointment with you, Tim, to get checked out?
Sure. If they need to establish with an FHN provider, the easiest way is to call the provider access line at 1-877-6000-FHN. And they can get it set up with an FHM provider that way. I am here in the Borchard Hills office on Tuesdays, Wednesday mornings, and Fridays. And then I'm in the Orangeville office all day Monday and on Wednesday afternoons.
And speaking of the Orangeville office, now extended hours.
Yes, yeah, we've increased the hours up there now with me doing hours there as well as Dr. Schleich. So now we're open Mondays 7 to 4. Tuesdays 7:30 to 5, Wednesdays 8 to 5, Thursdays 8 to 5, and then still closed on Fridays, but 4 days a week now.
We're talking Dial-A-Doc. We're speaking with nurse practitioner Tim Rupnow today from FHN. And our final question today, Tim, where can people find out more about Lyme disease or about you at the Orangeville office?
To find out about me in the Orangeville office, the best place would be at www.fhn.org. And to find out about Lyme disease, the best resource that I've found is to go to the CDC website and look up stuff there.
Excellent. Some good things. And with this hot weather and the way things have been growing outside, definitely there are ticks out there. So be careful, folks, and check yourselves. And if you have some issues, give Tim or the Orangeville office a call. Tim Rupnow, nurse practitioner, has joined us today for Dial-A-Doc. Tim, very nice talk with you. Thanks for passing along some fabulous information at a really good time. You take care, all righty?
You too. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. The preceding has been brought to you by FHN. You're listening to WBGR, Big FM 93.7.